Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 18 for Week 20 of the Rotary Year, November 12th, 2018. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in, and to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast, I really appreciate them, so please keep them coming. I have heard from several of you about the length of last week's episode at just over 17 minutes. Now, I know that's the longest one I've done. Now, I do try to keep these episodes digestible between 5 and 10 minutes. However, I felt the message from Carl Chinnery was especially impactful. Oh, and no, I'm not able to offer makeup credit for tuning into these episodes. But hey, doesn't hurt to ask, right? Okay, if you weren't able to attend last Thursday's meeting, boy, you missed one of the best ever. Michael Gardner was our keynote speaker. While he's spoken to our club before, his presentation on Thursday was a very special experience. After the meeting, I received a nice email note from fellow Rotarian Art Feline, who introduced Michael that day. Art shared with me that, quote, "What you heard yesterday was a presentation Mike put together recently, and we were the first group to hear it. And because of that, Mike didn't have a good fix on the time it would take to deliver to an audience." Art continued, he said, "And in the 30-plus years that he's been a member, he has seen darn few standing ovations." Art said he could have said more about Mike on the intro, but had Mike warned him about the lack of a solid delivery time expectation, well, and anyway, Art told him later that if he'd seen the content ahead of time, he would have skipped most of his introduction, if not all of it. And within 30 minutes of the closing of the meeting, one of the members ran into Art's wife and told her it was the best Rotary presentation he'd ever heard. I hope we're able to have Michael return to our club again, and soon. Recently, the Rotary Club in Ames was awarded a global grant for the expansion of the Mezzi Village Water Project. This is the Ames Club's third project in the Same District of Tanzania, and they were partnering with the Rotary Club of Same as their host club. Under the new global grants model, large projects which are sustainable to the areas and people affected are greatly favored, and the Mezzi project will be close to over $400,000 when it's completed. Now, what's interesting and the tie-in for our club is that the funds for this project will come from not only the Ames Club, but other partner clubs, and that's including our Club 27. Other Rotary clubs and representative districts are participating, as well as individuals and companies. All of these funds are then pooled together and then matched by the Rotary Foundation. Craig Miller is our club's representative for this project's leadership team, and we'll be sure and keep everyone posted as that particular opportunity expands and meets the needs there of the folks in Tanzania. Please be sure and direct your attention to our Facebook page, where we're highlighting our newest members, Travis McKernan and Carter Smith, and we are showing a slideshow of their respective introductions from last week's meeting. This is something new that we've been trying out, and we have certainly appreciated the feedback and look to continue to improve it as we introduce more new members. This week's keynote speaker will be Tom Beaumont, and Tom is the chief political reporter with the Des Moines Register. He'll be introduced by our own Jackie Norris. Now, please think about someone that you know who might be interested in this presentation and invite them to be your guest. Our Rotary Youth Exchange Committee will meet in the Blue View Room after this week's meeting, beginning at about 1:15. Special shout-out thanks to Brooke Smith, who once again is heading up our annual Thanksgiving food card donations. Your $50 contribution will help assure that a family in need will be able to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal. So that you know, we've already donated over $5,000 to this important program. Hey, way to go, Rotarians. Signups will be on the tables for the next 2 weeks, so please take an opportunity to take advantage of that and help support families in need this Thanksgiving season. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. Hey, and if you enjoy these podcasts, as I hope that you do, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.